Hey, Southwest. Welcome to our Game Informer. I'm your host, Callista Polarka, and we're here with our Southwest designers in training.
Hi, my name is Hightown, and I'm a senior at Game Design.
Hi, my name is Farah Diazdani, and I'm a senior at SWACTA.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm a senior at SWACTA.
What's up? My name is Gavin, and I'm a senior at SWACTA as well.
Okay, guys, so what, in your opinion, do you think is important in the gaming industry right now?
I think the most important thing is right now is fun. Casual fun. What do you say?
I think you need to expand on that.
Casual fun.
Okay, what do you mean by casual fun?
Casual fun as in what?
Like something you can hop on,
have a
fun time with my friends.
Such as?
So it's like Multiversus.
Oh, Multiversus, that's a good game. I actually enjoyed playing that back in September.
Kind of when it released. Yeah.
I haven't really played it much since. But I kind of thought the concept of like bringing in DC characters and cartoon characters.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Yeah.
I thought it was really fun. I thought all the abilities were cool.
What was the point of the game? Because I know I didn't get into it.
What do you mean, the point?
It's kind of like... It was kind of like Super Smash Bros. But like with the DC and Warner Bros. characters.
So you'd have like abilities and you're trying to like damage the other enemy and knock them off the map. The more damage you do, for example,
the character would be like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
And then I know there was like Superman, Batman.
Wonder Woman. Bugs Bunny. Shazam, yeah.
That's when it was fun.
Yeah. So, dude, the game, I say it was really fun because of how simple it is.
It's very simple for
like new player to hop on. Like, I remember my first time I was playing Superman, I was already like, you know, winning already. And in the mechanics and the control was super simple too. So that is my definition of casual fun.
What about you? I agree with that actually. I think it was pretty much you don't have to stress too much. You can hop on, you can play, enjoy.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
What's your favorite character?
Of the game?
Yeah.
I played Superman to start, and then I played Bugs Bunny, but I think Batman was the best. Just because
Batman was
Loki, I think Finn was actually the best.
Finn? Nah, thought it was like...
Because Batman was interesting. He got the critical strike with like the battering.
I mean, should've whooping all of you guys, so I don't know why you're talking.
Huh? Bro, you literally just abused the most broken character.
You just abused the book bag.
It's a game mechanic.
Yeah, but it needs to be nerfed because it's a better. That needed to be nerfed.
But after he got nerfed, he was not that good.
Yeah, he was not that good. So I don't know about you, man.
We could hop back on and run it back.
Yeah, But my favorite character was definitely the Iron Giant guy. Oh, actually, Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn was actually fun.
She was alright.
Yeah, with like all
she
the
was
movies.
All right. I mean, I don't play the game, but I think Harley Quinn is like a top tier like character.
In terms of like, yeah.
In terms of the character, she's like a character. Yeah. But in the game, I think her abilities were not.
No, we gotta talk about a fact. They blend that like serious character like Batman with like Bugs Bunny.
I thought that was hilarious.
I
thought that was hilarious.
And Tom Jerry too, that's gotta be my childhood. Like, I was geeking out the first minute I saw him.
You guys realize that a lot of games now are going back to like already made characters. Like there's not a lot of original characters.
I think
there's a reason for that. They want to tap into that kind of older audience more and kind of not tap into like the mature side, but kind of the kid side. They want to bring the kid back out
from the
older
like, the
audience
game,
and let them enjoy these games. I think that's why they're doing it. I think it's working.
In my opinion, I think their target audience is still little kids, but they can be lazy because it's a generation gap, and so, you know, kids now don't really know what Tom and Jerry was, so they're using that so they don't have to put the effort into.
So
That's kind of like a problem in the game industry. Alongside with the movie, too, like, there's so many remake, like, you know, the Resident Evil series? Oh, dude. Okay, not gonna lie, though, but you brought up a good point. But the fact that they reused like the old games and they upgraded the graphic and the game mechanics, that was fun. Like, that was like a really good example of like reusing the old character. I get what you mean though, because like there's no sense of originality in like the game industry. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree though. Like bringing back like old characters, like if you made those characters originally and then bringing them back, like that's cool for like the older generations, but it's also targeting both, so it's a good marketing strategy.
I think that's what it is. It's smart.
I mean, speaking of marketing strategy, I mean, look at like what Fortnite's doing. All they're doing is just copying characters from like other different like companies and what such, and they're just putting them in the game.
I know, like
to attract those audiences.
Yeah,
and if you really like look at it, like 2 years ago, the competition of the esports was really big, and then after that, they just stopped it completely and just focused on, you know, marketing the skins for the kids and all that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like you said, bring back the original characters.
Instead of like, they're doing a great job. Like back in 2018, when it was like when the World Cup was going on in summer, they made their own like arena and they put in the game, and that brought so much attention to Fortnite and the World Cup because it was kind of like a promo. It was, even though the World Cup already has tons of attention, it was still cool to get younger kids, especially American kids, involved in the World Cup. I thought it was a great job.
I mean, I don't think I think what Fortnite has a problem with, they come ship completely away from like what's it called, a competitive aspect of it, and they literally just like he say, focus completely on monetization by bringing new and like popular characters instead. Like, dude, you literally see, who wouldn't want to play Spider-Man and shoot at some people?
I mean, there's literally like Goku.
Goku, I know. Yeah. You can actually pick your favorite character against like other favorite character. Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah. Well, not only that, it's just like, especially they're bringing back their own original characters. Like, it's targeting, it's bringing about like a lot of new people because they're like, oh my gosh, I can get this OG skin. that's what they sound like. Right. And then, but it's also like getting away like their original audience. Like,
I agree. But those skins are just like legacy character. I mean, it's still rare and you still make money. Oh, speaking of Fortnite, have you seen the new mode yet? The mode where like they removed completely the part where you just like, you don't have to build anymore.
There's a no build mode.
Yeah, the no build mode. I'm telling you, that is the best part. Dude, it is so much better than the, because I cannot build for my life, and I've been playing the game since like the very beginning. But the building aspect of it just make my head really heavy.
It's because people got so good that it wasn't just as simple as building a few structures. It was like insane. Like, people are like unbelievably good. So for an average player, it was not fun anymore.
You only say that because you can't build.
Yeah.
So you enjoy that mode so much.
But it's fun though because you can see all the craziness of Fortnite. Like,
without building.
Building. And then you can use like all like the crazy aspect, like a bazooka and then driving around and like,
I mean, and with the tanks and everything that they had back in those.
It's a
I agree, but also that's the problem with these games. Like, if you have like that aspect and it's like a long-term game, there's no like specific end like to the story, then you just like, you try to get the best you can, and then it gets unfair to those people in the journey.
So I think those more really casual, what I was talking about earlier, casual and fun. Like, you just like a, like,
it's still a little bit competitive, but it's not like you have to worry about like building and like sweating like crazy.
So it appeals more to the general audience, which again bringing more revenue.
Because in no other game do you build, so people just jumping on the game now, they
play the no build
years
mode.
Behind to like catch up with everyone else. So
And then it's really good for those people that like could not get the time to like spend all their life on the game, and then like they can just go on, hop on real quick, and then just shoot people and have fun with your friend.
I feel like the first few years of Fortnite, there's really like a lot of tryhards, and when I played it, it got to the point where it's like kind of toxic. Like, it was too many tryhards.
I mean, that's kind of what made the game fun, and I'm not gonna lie, when it was in its peak, there is, I don't know if you guys know about the Luxor, but there's like this thing called the Esports Arena, and basically, it was kind of like a tournament, and you could just get money for it.
Oh, so like, They really make esports like accessible to everyone.
I think Fortnite exploded esports already even more than it was already.
For younger generations.
It progressed it.
So Fortnite did a great job of remaining like relevant.
It's a huge part of like gaming history. It's a big piece of it. Like, it really expanded things. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it was like a lot of old memories, you know. You just hop on right after school with all your friends. It was just all simple until the game really just became tryhard and everything.
Yeah, and then
so building was fun though. Building was
because
fun.
Back then when you would like get a win, it was like crazy. It was such a good feeling to get a win. Now it's not the same.
It's not the same anymore.
Now there's a bunch of toxic 8-year-olds. So because it's not the greatest game, like, what's something you guys have turned to?
Oh, I mean, Fortnite could always establish themselves as a great, great game already, right? They could, in turn, move on to, like Overwatch. You see Overwatch did with their game? Mm-hmm. They just literally slap a 2.0 on it and call it a new game with new feature.
Right, they changed up a good amount, but it's still kind of a similar game, right? It's a similar game, but they changed up enough that I think it could warrant making a part 2, because with them coming up with the campaign and everything, and, like, from like the first few years of Overwatch, the shorts that they released about the game and the characters, that
it drew a lot of
attention, even for myself. Like, I wanted to know the story behind the character because I just gave you like teasers. So I think Overwatch 2 fills that gap and gives you the story that you kind of were looking for when you played Overwatch 1.
Yeah,
that's what I think they're accomplishing.
It's kind of like a reboot button for them, like a fresh start.
It is a fresh start.
Without calling it a fresh start, yeah.
It's a fresh start.
Yeah, and then...
Speaking of new games, what do you guys think about the new updates that Minecraft have been like putting in and implementing?
Minecraft? I haven't played it in a while, but it is my childhood, though.
It is my childhood, too. They
really make a good attempt. I was like, okay, usually... Like, me personally, I used to want to play Minecraft all the time, right? But then, like, I didn't have like the mental capacity to play it by myself because like I used to like build. I put so much effort in it within like 4 hours, and I forgot where my spawn was. I forgot where my house was, and all the progress is gone.
Yeah, I would say out of all the games I've played, Minecraft is. It was probably the best game because it was the best time. Like
it is. It's the OG Fortnite.
It was a great game.
No, don't relate Minecraft.
Not to Fortnite, but the feeling that you got, I think you can relate because it was such a nice, like just playing Skywars. Like I'd be on like
FaceTime. This battle royale, this building,
just playing Skywars.
He's honestly so insulted. You guys don't know about the new update.
What new update,
bro? There's like literally a cave system. There's like new.
But that's not new.
That's not new.
If you look at the game.
It's been like four. But that came out like a year ago.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. I'm pretty sure it just came out.
It just came out. Yeah. Really? Bro, then we gotta hop on then.
Oh. Gotta get back on.
Yeah, because, I mean, cave was really fun to explore.
Not even just caves. Look at the Nether. They added a whole new system for that. The end. There's new things added to the game.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Honestly, bro, I cannot believe, like, Minecraft... To keep continually updating the game and stuff. Like usually, when a game for me is like being success, right? They just move on from the game and stuff, you know.
Alrighty, I think that's where we'll wrap it up today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Callista.
My name is Haitong.
I'm Farhad.
I'm Jackie.
And I'm Gavin.
We'll catch you next time. Bye.